Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Remember, the quiet ones always have the darkest secrets. It's time to uncover them on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Luigi Mangione, the man that has now been charged with the shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. He's 26 years old, a University of Pennsylvania graduate, highly educated, very intelligent, came from a great family, a lot of wealth, a bright, bright future ahead of him if he chose to do pretty much nothing. But he chose to do something. He chose to be a visual ante. And, well, he's become somewhat of a folk hero now in social media. Right or wrong, it is what's happening. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. Let's start with Luigi himself and not necessarily the public reaction. This is a guy who went through, you know, a lot of schooling, a bright future ahead of him. Obviously, women are going, oh, he's really hot. That's been the main thing I've been hearing about Luigi Mangione, not the fact that he became a murderer. But what do we know about his past and what may have led him to this?
Yeah, you know, it sounds like he's really been given some benefits in life that not everyone has been given. It's my understanding he was the putative recipient of a trust fund for from his grandparents. I think it's in question whether he's still going to receive that. But yeah, you know, he went to an Ivy League school, but it's my understanding too that he had some qualms with the health insurance industry. Mm-hmm. I've heard reports that his mother was battling a medical issue. I've heard reports that he was battling like a back issue. Yeah. And I think some people are wondering if all those things sort of culminated together at the wrong time and led to this alleged murder.
Yeah, most people don't go to murder right away, but the fact that so many people, I would just say the general public, I have no percentage on this, but I'm going to say it's a good chunk, right? I'd say we're probably over 50%. I kind of darkly think we're probably closer to like 80, 90% of the public that is feeling somewhat justified in this. Obviously, it's not a justifiable act, but people going, I get it, you know, so-and-so in my family or my friend or whoever, the healthcare industry screwed them over. I mean, people literally die left and right because they don't get the care that they need. People also live and survive because they get the healthcare that they need. The fact that the healthcare companies are the ones that are deciding this is what I think people have the most issue with, and that we know there's certainly incentive to deny care within the healthcare industry. So he kind of now has this Robin Hood vibe to him. People are buying the coat that he wore. People are mimicking. I mean, this is something we don't often see in a shooting situation.
Oh, very true. And I think it's in part a function of, like you said, just the widespread effectiveness of what happens in the health insurance industry. And I've read reports that say that UnitedHealthcare, which the victim was the CEO of, has one of the highest, if not the highest, rates of denial. And in fact, that there was there's another report that says they would use AI to essentially try to deny things from the outset without really a third investigation as to whether it should be denied. Mm-hmm. And so naturally, that's going to ruffle a lot of people's feathers, and it can have dire consequences for real life human beings. And I think that some of those humans have sort of realized that, hey, gosh, something had to be done. Did it need to be this? I don't know. But I'm certainly in favor of pushing back against the insurance industry.
Is this going to change anything, I wonder? Obviously, you have CEOs upping security tremendously, rightfully so. In fear of more copycats, which I think are very likely in this specific situation. Is it going to change anything, though? Is this going to make anybody in those healthcare companies go, maybe we should reexamine how we treat our people? Obviously, they're making a ton of money. There's not a lot of incentive. And the way that the healthcare companies seem to weigh things, it's not necessarily on human lives. It's nonprofit. So you got a CEO that's dead. Is it looked at as just another human life? Big deal. It's, you know, part of what we have to go through to get the profits that we do, the same way we look at our clients.
You know, those health insurance carriers can seem pretty immovable. They have so many resources. They have policies in place that further their interests. That being said, after this happened, and I can't prove any direct connection, but a lot of people are saying there's a correlation because there was another big health insurance company that was that had just introduced a policy that was, I forget the exact policy, I forget the company, but it was not to the benefit of normal everyday Americans. And after this happened, they reversed course and they retracted that policy. Like, I think the day or two following this incident. Now, does that mean there's a relationship? No. But, does it cause that side to say, geez, are we doing something wrong? Should we make changes? Especially if those changes are going to help our bottom line and get more people in support of us, that's probably the way of thinking that's going on behind closed doors.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.